For today's GeoQuiz, we're searching for an ocean strait between the North Sea and Kattegat Bay. Denmark lies to the south, Norway to the north, and Sweden to the east. This waterway played a historic role. The Germans sought to control it during World War I and II, and in 1916, a major sea battle was fought there. These days, you're more likely to experience a lobster safari along the strait in one of the fishing villages in western Sweden. We'll go on a lobster safari, in fact, and visit with a local chef, but first we need you to name the strait where the lobsters are running. Don't have much time on this one. The answer's coming right up. Well, it's now right up. The answer we're looking for is the Skagerrak Strait. Many restaurants in West Sweden are part of a local food movement, one that includes lobster from the Skagerrak. Producer Jake Warga takes us now on a foodie tour.
My first impressions of Sweden came from the crazy chef on The Muppet Show who battled with rebellious lobsters. An impression that, well, may not be that far off.
From början, härifrån, och vi är I Ljungskile, and in English. Okay, my name is Mattias Jansson, and I'm the head chef at Villa Sjötorp here in Ljungskile, the west coast of Sweden.
On the coast of West Sweden, I did find a chef cooking lobster at the B&B where I was staying.
You do a sauce on the shells?
He was in the kitchen wrestling a lobster bouillon. He's also a professional juggler.
I actually think like all the chefs are like a little bit crazy because not everybody can take it. So you get your lobster and then you pick out the meat. You do a sauce on the shells. You put the lobster in the sauce later on. It's perfect. Then you use everything.
I discovered there's a local food movement going on in Sweden.
We only buy like our cheese from small farms. All the nice restaurants in Sweden kind of does that. You know, it's not like you call your distributor and say we want meat. You don't want some beef from Brazil or something. You want it like from around here.
West Sweden is famous for its seafood, especially, and oddly to me, its pickled herring. But luckily, it's lobster season.
They always try to bite me when I take them outside the box, but must be very careful. They are fast.
Curious about where the lobster I ate came from, I went out on a lobster safari. Yes, a lobster safari.
My name is Per Karlsson from Evertsjöbo. We work with lobster safari, oyster safari, and mackerel and crab safari.
For the lobster safari, Per and his brother take people out on their wooden boat to haul in traps. Then it's back to the boathouse to boil water and eat some very fresh seafood.
One yellow fish and one crab.
Per hauls up one box, and inside is a massive lobster, which I named Garlic.
So how old is Garlic?
Let me guess, 20 years.
20 years old.
This is a female.
The local food movement is happening in the big cities as well. From West Sweden, I went to the capital, Stockholm, to a trendy restaurant and hotel.
I would say we're definitely the trendiest.
Definitely. Cool people were everywhere. I spoke with...
My name is Samuel Laulajainen, and I am responsible for all restaurants, bars, and food and beverage within the hotel, Scandic Malmen.
I asked him about the local food movement.
That's a trend in Stockholm as well. Is that if you know the farm, you put the farm on the menu. We're trying to buy everything local. You know where the meat is coming from, where the potatoes are coming from. Our guests are getting more and more interested in that.
And they're very serious about sourcing their food, even down to the coffee.
And our restaurant manager is now going to Kenya to look at the coffee farms, to see how it's produced and how the workers are treated and so on. I mean, that's the way it has to be.
At the end of the Muppet skit, it's the lobsters to get the upper hand and attack the chef. But today in Sweden, bites are a source of local pride.
What the heck? That was Jake Warga in West Sweden. You can check out Jake's photos of his lobster safari there at theworld.org.